huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I fucking hate parties. I just wanted to make that official announcement. I hate parties. And I couldn't work out why for so long. Is it because I'm a bit of an introvert? Is it because I feel awkward in social situations? Is it because maybe I feel a bit uncomfortable or fraudulent talking to people I don't know? Is it because I don't like small talk? I don't know. What about you? Just let me know. Do you love parties or do you hate parties? And I've stopped going to parties years ago, and it's probably made me a bit of a boring bastard. I will admit that. But I think the reason I dislike parties so much is because you can't have deep and meaningful conversations. The conversations are superficial. You know, you're often getting interrupted. You know, maybe they're in an environment where you're not around people you feel really comfortable with, etc. And I would say entrepreneurs can often get so consumed by our businesses that maybe we forget about deep and meaningful conversations, friendships, connections. You know, relationships in business can be somewhat transactional. And I see it. It's very common. I've certainly seen my own journey of that, where I love business and entrepreneurship, and it's so easy just to get drawn into, you know, your friendships or business partnerships or business relationships, because you're in business, they can be transactional. And then what's happened to me over the years, I can't speak for everyone, but what can then happen is you end up not having the deep connections with friends because you find that small talk really difficult. Like, you know, when you have a really good conversation with a really intelligent, experienced person, and it's probably in business or related to entrepreneurship because that's what you're in. I assume that is because that's what you follow me for. So I've had, over the last 12 weeks in the lockdown, some really good, deep, interesting, empowering, challenging conversations with business friends, business partners and associates. And actually, that's drawn me closer to some of them in particular, where that has nourished and nurtured the friendship. And then what I'd do is, outside of that, I'd look at maybe peripheral or superficial friends or mates or acquaintances, and I wouldn't get that deep connection that maybe I was searching for or yearning for, that maybe all of us human beings do. So I'd avoid it. There'd be situations, I'd be at a party or in a public situation, quite rare, but there'd be those situations, and I'd just be very distant because I just wouldn't want that small talk and the superficial nature. I'd feel like I was a fraud because there wasn't an interest there. And it seems like, from the comments, for those of you watching the live, many of you can relate to that. But I do know I've now missed that in my life. And that is something that I've made some evaluations and changes, probably spurred on a lot by the lockdown. I'm the sort of person that I do every few months, or at least every 6 months or every year, I evaluate my life and is it holistic and am I doing what I want to do? Am I being who I want to be? And what defines what is fulfilling and what defines what makes you successful or what helps you to grow? And I think the lockdown has helped me do that a lot more and maybe search inside. So whilst I do hate parties, and you're going to have to do a lot more than a couple of these comments to convince me to love parties, I do think deep and meaningful and inspiring and challenging conversations with people who are that deep and inspiring and meaningful, I think that is nourishing. I think that is vital. I think that it can be very easy to get involved in tasks, key result areas, income generating tasks, and you forget actually that that is one of those really important things that you should do. It's also a part of self-care, isn't it? I'm not great at self-care, I have to be honest. You know, I've got a therapist and, you know, I do a lot of personal development and mindset. But, my actual personal life, i.e., you know, what I want to do, the time I want for myself, who I want to be with, where I want to go personally, nourishing myself for myself and not for my identity as an entrepreneur, I'm not very good at that. I've got to work on that. And you've got to try and find a way of making that merge into your business, because I have a good identity as an entrepreneur. My therapist said, look, Rob, you, the entrepreneur, you know who you are. You know, well, it's actually millions. It's more than a million. But, you know, thousands of people follow you and they know who you are and you help them and motivate them and inspire them and challenge them. But that's your safe place, Rob. And, you know, if you're feeling a bit wobbly, in your personal life, maybe lost or unfulfilled or lonely, or you just don't have much balance, you go, Rob, to your safe place, which is a Facebook Live or a podcast or, coming up with new ideas in the business, because, you know, that's where I do get a lot of my gratitude and appreciation and value. And I suppose, and I know that's common because I coach many entrepreneurs and they do the same thing. So I'm not beating myself up about it. It's common. And I don't know if you can relate at all. Let me know if you can relate. But in this 12 weeks, there's been many great things, by the way. David has just said, I'm his therapist. So thank you, David. That means a lot. But there's been lots of great upsides in this lockdown. One of them, the long walks. One of them is the extra value that I feel I've created. One of them is the business model pivot, the online courses. One of the biggest upsides of the lockdown is the meaningful conversations I've had with very interesting, inspiring people, people who were already there, people who already had a relationship with. But I just decided, you know what? I don't want transactional relationships anymore. Transactional relationships are really important in business. Me saying transactional is not me criticizing or saying that they're wrong. You need transactional relationships with suppliers, with clients, etc. But I've got enough of those. And I've got to invest in, the deep and meaningful ones as well. And actually, they can be business partners. Because I think you can be in business and become friends. It's just hard to be friends and then go into business together. Claire has just said she misses my live, so she's glad she's caught this one. Yeah, I've taken a little bit of time off social media. Just think it's healthy to do. And Monica agrees that fake small talk is a waste of time and enjoy deeper, meaningful conversations. And I guess part of me thought I wish I could have more of them. And then the other part of me realizes you've got to go and seek them out, Rob. You can't just wait at the door and hope that deeper meaningful people are going to knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here for a deeper meaningful conversation. You've got to take risks and attempt to have those conversations with people, and they may reject you or they may not be ready for that. Or you may have to share some things that are very vulnerable and challenging to you, like challenges and weaknesses in your business or your personal life or whatever, which then open up the trust to them. Sometimes you just think, oh, I wish I could just meet those people. But a lot of that is you opening up in that way and you being that, so they become that. And I can certainly think of now maybe 4 or 5 people that have always been there in my life, but maybe I've just looked at them now. And you know what? Let's not just be transactional. But let's go deeper and let's spend time together and let's do things together for each other and with each other. And it actually transpires that there will be business that's done as well. And surely that's a great merge of your passion and profession. You know, my therapy for having challenges in my life is to bury myself more in work and more in Facebook Lives and more in podcasts and more in content and more in strategy. And I'm trying to be self-aware to go, do you know what? Sometimes that's not always healthy, because what it does is it distracts you from your challenges outside of business, but it doesn't always heal those. And this is definitely something that, again, it's really common with entrepreneurs. So, you know, yes, I might put myself in this situation and be honest about how I am and what I'm going through, but I wouldn't tell you if it was not relevant to you and if it wasn't a common thing in many of the clients that I have. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. So for me, a new goal is to seek out meaningful friendships as opposed to just partnerships and affiliates and, joint ventures, which are transactional by nature, and that's fine. And I'm also hoping, by the way, that if I can create these meaningful and deep friendships, because I guess I always used to just think, you know what? As you go around in life, you pick them up as you go, because you know, meet many people and a few of them have a lot in common with you and many of them don't. And I guess I just perceived that you pick them up over the years, like you pick up experience or you pick up common colds. But in reality, I've discovered you have to pursue them. And if you're someone who's maybe not that comfortable pursuing, or you're not that comfortable taking the lead, or you know, seeking out these relationships, because sometimes I felt like I don't want to be needy to people. I don't want to be a burden on them. But people like to give and they like you to open up, and then they'll do the same themselves. So if I'm really honest with myself, I've not been that good at friendships at all in the last 15 years, probably. I mean, look, I've got some really good friendships, including my business partner, who's my best friend. I guess I've just let that go a little bit, or they've been so entrenched in business. And then, I also sometimes think I can sort my shit out on my own. I've always felt like I'm strong enough to do that. And I've always almost worn like a badge of honor. I can sort this shit out on my own. I don't need help. I know what to do. And that's true. And yes, I've embraced having a mentor and coaches and therapists. So I've clearly proven to myself and others that I'm willing to get help. But the area where I've probably not lent on people enough are those deeper, meaningful friendships. So they are going to be what I'm going to be pursuing moving forward. What defines a successful person? Because I think in business, success is, they say, don't they, that the best form of revenge is success. But what is success? I've made the money I need to make. Whilst I've got more reach and global exposure that I'd like to pursue. I suppose if I died today, would my life have been worth something? Would I have helped enough people? Would there be a few people at my funeral? Would there be a few people that remember me? I think there probably would. And I'm okay with that, by the way. And so you can get really drawn into more, bigger, local, national, intercontinental, global, intergalactic. And it's the chase of more, which, by the way, in part of that's really good. Because without growth, you know, you're green. If you're green, you grow. If you're ripe, you rot. I think that was Ray Kroc. So if you're not growing, you're dying. It's growth is evolution. But sometimes I think, you know what? Because I've got all of that. I'm talking to you. I'm using me as the story, but I've got all of that. Why do I need to keep pursuing more of that? And what would people admire about me? Would they admire my success? Or would they admire who I am as a person? And I've made mistakes, don't get me wrong. I've made mistakes and I am, you know, I can create a lot of chaos. And we all make mistakes. But maybe being thoughtful and kind and good and trying to lead that way, maybe that would be a good revenge. You know, success is the best form of revenge. Well, maybe kindness and being a good friend to someone and a support to someone, and maybe that would be the best form of revenge, as they say. I mean, look, you know, I suppose being motivated by revenge is not not necessarily a good motivation, but it can be. So these are all things that I guess the lockdown has enabled me and hopefully you to evaluate and consider. It's often great challenge and difficulty. You know, like I don't mind admitting to you, I've had the hardest year of my life, no doubt. And by the way, our business has really, really gone from strength to strength. The last 5 months, we have done very, very, very well in business. But there's been so many things leading up to this across all areas of mine and my business partner and my company's life that have been thrown up as challenging to us to really. And it seems like all at once. So that often triggers you to reevaluate who you are and the decisions you make. And so I guess, you know, ultimately this live and podcast was maybe a rant about the fact that I hate parties because you can't have deep and meaningful conversations at parties, but you can have deep and meaningful conversations one-to-one. And I'm pursuing more deep and meaningful conversations, and deep and meaningful conversations, even with friendships, they're actually good for business because they make you feel whole. They make you feel connected. You get balance. You get ideas. You feel supported. You feel listened to. And I've lacked that. I've done a lot of things on my own. You know, I've had situations where I've had people against me and like I've been on my own. And that's my responsibility, by the way. So, you know, I know when I've got my business partner and I know when I've got support there, I feel stronger. So, yeah, it's turned into a bit more than that. But it's good to reflect, as who was it who just said this on the live? Yeah, so Jennifer's just said, look, it's good to take a step back and reflect. It is. And surely this lockdown is that perfect time to step back and reflect. Who do you want to be? Like when I do my goals every year, I think about who do I want to be, not just what do I want. And I've probably not checked them recently enough. And so that person that I perceive I want to be, I've probably not quite managed to be. And I've probably drifted off that course. And so when you can, you know, when you do your goals and when you think about your reflection and reevaluation, think about who you want to be and how you want to be known and how you want to be remembered, and as well as what you want to do and what you want to achieve. And, you know, millionaire, tick, multimillionaire, decamillionaire, you know, tick, 100 million in sales, tick, best selling author, tick, you know, very successful podcaster, tick, hundreds of properties, tick, multiple companies, tick. But that none of that is who I am. That's all what I've done. And my therapist says to me, yeah, but Rob, when you take away all those things of what you've done, the, you know, probably now more than a seven-figure sum raised for charity, when you take all that away, who are you? And that's a deep and meaningful question, and something certainly I'd like to reflect on and like to build into my legacy and try and merge that into the mission and the message of the business. So yeah, some musings, I guess my Harry, who manages my podcast, will probably publish this as a rant. I'm not sure it's a rant, but it's certainly something to get you to evaluate. If you're listening to this and, you know, we're coming out of the lockdown, or you're at a crossroads, or you've got some challenges, or you search for something more, something deeper, something more meaningful, something more connected. You're not just looking for success. You know, you're not just looking for transactions. And business can take you down that road, can't it? Because it is transactional, and success is measured by money and reach and external metrics and external validation. And that's all fine, by the way. I don't have a problem with that. It's just very easy to let that become the obsession. And I've certainly done that at points. And, you know, that shouldn't become the obsession. That should be part of the obsession. So thanks for tuning in. I love you all. If you found this useful, please share it. If you think that this reflection could help other people reflect and consider who they want to be and where they want to go. I've definitely had some revelations and some aha moments triggered by mistakes I've made and successes too, triggered by good decisions I've made and bad ones, you know, triggered by lots of, you know, if you think about this, the one thing this lockdown has really pushed me to do is to think a lot more and evaluate a lot more and to, you know, go deeper within yourself, if you like, because it's been scary. I've had some of the most scary moments of my life the last year, no doubt about it. Isn't it ironic? I mean, one of my mentors, John DeMartini, said this would happen. And he's always been right, by the way, when he's predicted these things for me. But, you know, you expect when you have the best year in your company pretty much ever, where your revenue and your profit is pretty much the biggest ever, where all the accolades, the tick boxes, you know, are all there. You know, you'd expect to be able to really enjoy that and bask in it. And that would, you know, that would mean that would be your greatest year ever. But paradoxically, you're always offered the biggest challenges too. And, you know, with the biggest growth comes the biggest chaos. And with the biggest wins on upsides in some areas of your life, you'll get losses and downsides in others. And I always knew this mentally, but I've really been able to experience this emotionally now. And I think the coming out of that, and I'll share more of that as we go, I try and share everything that's going on, you know, in my life to help you. So, you know, people always say to me, look, Rob, you're really honest. You're really, you share a lot of, you know, what's going on. We really like that. Well, I don't share everything because, of course, who does? You know, like Deanne's just said here, thanks for your transparency. But what I do is if things are going really well, I'll tell you because that's hopefully motivational or inspirational. And if I'm having big challenges, I'll tell you. And some of those may be private and many of those are private, but I'll still make public. But you know, my job, I suppose, is to be honest with you about where I'm at and use that as a way to help you in your journey in entrepreneurship. Because one thing I can tell you, I've coached thousands of entrepreneurs and trying to coach myself, and I'm coached. And we all go through the same stuff. We all have shit going on in the background. You know, we all have things that converge together and make things hard. We all suffer from at times with loneliness, being misunderstood, being overworked, being overwhelmed, you know, the difficulty of balancing everything, trying to live up to expectations, all the responsibility being on you, having difficulty in delegating and outsourcing. And all of these challenges you'll have growing your business, we all have. So if you think this is useful to other entrepreneurs or other people in your network or who follow you on social media, please do share this video. As you know, a lot of my content is not just about sales and marketing and the functional aspects of being an entrepreneur. It's the stuff behind the scenes that's very real and visceral, but maybe not so many people talk about. So I hope you find it useful. So please share this video around. I'll also put this on the Disruptive Entrepreneur. I think it'll be a Rob's Rant episode. We should do Rob's Rambles, shouldn't we? Because this one's been more of a ramble. It's conversational. It's by no means instruction on telling you what to do. It's just, you know, I've had a really good chance to evaluate through the lockdown. And I think that that's really important from time to time. And, you know, we can be so busy we forget to do that. And then 3 years have passed. So I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.